Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I
Hold on
speak
for a
with
minute.
Valerie?
Yes, this is Siri.
Hi, Valerie. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. How are you?
Fine. Can you hold on one second? I just need to find a quiet spot.
Sure.
Okay.
Perfect.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I was calling in
Okay.
to see when you will be available to get your TB test done.
Oh, great, great. I totally forgot about that. Can you schedule it on a Saturday?
Let me take a look and see.
See, the problem is I'm a substitute teacher, and I get my assignments every morning. So I don't normally know where I'll be located until 7 o'clock in the morning.
See. Let me see if there's anything available for Saturdays for the weekend. Give me one moment.
Okay.
And your zip code is 19320, right?
Right.
Okay. No, I don't seem to be pulling up anything for the weekend here.
Okay, so what are you seeing during the week?
Let me
Because I
see.
can try and see if I can be assigned. Oh, you know what? I can try and see if I can be assigned in that area. That's no guarantee, but I can try.
All right, let me see what I'm seeing here.
Or either, what about, all right, I got another idea. What about the afternoon on any day? Because maybe I can do a half day.
Okay, so I have availability. Let's see.
But the later, the better.
So it seems like the closest to your zip code is going to be a LabCorp that's 1011 West Baltimore Pike in West Grove. And that one has appointments for Monday, the 23rd. The latest appointment is at 1:30.
What about the, there's one, lab, what about the one in, Downingtown? That's closest to me.
I'm not seeing anything up close. I put within 5 miles. Nothing comes up 10 miles. The only thing that comes up is within 15 miles.
Well, I mean, but Downingtown, that's where you guys made the appointment before.
Do you have the confirmation for that? Maybe they don't have anything available. I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of.
No, that's the one I went to, and they said they did not have me in the system as an appointment.
Do you have your confirmation with you for the old appointment?
No.
Let me
Now,
see.
one was made for a Saturday morning at the Downingtown location, and I forget who put it in. She put it in to see, because there was a glitch with the last one, so she put it in to see if it was a test. I mean, if it would go through. And it did go through.
But you don't have any confirmation for the appointment?
I'm sorry, hold on. I mean, I can go in and look at the email.
Yeah, 'cause I'm not seeing anything here. Let me see if I think I could look at your
Hold on, let
email.
me go in and look at the email while I have you on the phone.
All right, so I see it. You don't have to look for it. It seems like one of them was scheduled at 12:05 was Chester Pike. And then this recent one was scheduled to down in 58. Okay, I see it here.
Yeah, that's more convenient.
All right, let me see if I can pull it up by their zip code here.
And if you can get something late in the afternoon, I'll just put in for a half day. I mean, 1:30, 2 o'clock would be good. Anything after that would be better.
Just a moment. The system is loading here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still not pulling that one up, but from my understanding, you can use the same confirmation that we sent you for the Downingtown location. Let me see what times they are open.
Well, I can do a walk in there.
Yeah, and just use the same confirmation that we sent you. I just want to see what
okay.
time they're open. So they're open today until 2:30. I don't know if today would be a good day for you. They're open.
No, I'm in Westchester. I'm in Westchester right now. And it has to be a day I plan. I can't just leave early. I have to schedule it.
All right. So I'm going to send you their times of availability. And you can still go with the old confirmation that you received, which I can send you a screenshot. Here. Let me just pull it up. All right, I just sent you the availability for the LabCorp, their times, and then I sent you a screenshot of your appointment, the one that we had scheduled you for March 13th. But again, you could still use that confirmation to just walk in another day that you
said. Okay.
Okay. Now what I'm going to do is on my end, I'm just going to make sure that they do still have you in the system since you had that issue prior. So I'll reach
out
to Mobile Health, make sure that they have you in the system, and then you'll be okay to walk in anytime next week, okay?
Okay, great. So, I know I'll be in this area tomorrow, but next week I might be in that area. Okay.
Okay, so then just keep me posted as to when you go and when you finish so that I can keep a lookout on your results. After you do go, it's going to take about 2 to 3 business days to get the results back. Okay.
All right, great. Thank you.
Of course, my pleasure, Valerie. Have a good one, okay?
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.